And I'm weather. Fuck. I'm the responsible one, I said. I can take care of myself. I hate this. The one time I'm lazy and procrastinate, all the generators are gone. And it's so fucking cold that I could see my breath inside my house. Well, he's definitely got power. Just knock on the damn door. He's a nice guy. He'll help me out. Oh, hi. I'm your next door neighbor. Yeah, hi. Nice to actually meet you. So, you have a generator. I could hear it when I was walking over here. I don't want to impose, so feel free to tell me to fuck off, but I am so desperate. Really? I can come in? God, you're a lifesaver. Thank you. Oh my God, it's so warm in here. Thank you, seriously. Sure, I'd love to sit. I can barely feel my toes. So you only moved in a couple months ago, right? Yeah, I noticed when you were moving in all your stuff. I've been here for a couple years. It's great, but we've never had a blackout like this. Oh no, I love it here, don't get me wrong. It's just becoming more apparent that we're so underprepared for snow. Do you like it so far? Good. It's normally nicer. Just wait until spring. It's gorgeous in the spring. Huh? Oh, I'd love a cocoa, thank you. All I've had today has been a peanut butter sandwich and what was left of yesterday's coffee pot. Thanks. You know, when I was looking at houses when I first moved in, I toured this one and I really like what you've done with the place. It's incredibly cozy in here and oh my God, I love your bookshelf. You built it yourself? That's fucking awesome. And the book organization is so pleasing to look at. I like to think I keep my place organized, but, well, all my books are just in random files around the house. No rhyme or reason. Wow, you've got quite the collection. I might have to ask you to borrow a book or two sometime. Hey, I didn't interrupt you when I came over here, did I? You weren't in the middle of anything, right? Reruns? Oh, thank God. I was debating even coming over to ask. I'm usually very prepared, I swear. But this one time, I wasn't. The cocoa! Thank you. That's perfect. Is there cinnamon in this? No, it's not a problem. That's how I like it. Sure. I can scoot over. What were you watching? Oh, I love that show. No, don't change your plans on account of me. And I will say, if you do need any canned beans or frozen pizzas, I've got plenty of that at my house. I think the pizzas should still be good. You know, I do have a bit of a confession to make. Like, I did definitely need somewhere to ride out the blackout. But it may have also been an excuse to come say hi. Yeah, I was like, oh, who's the cute guy next door? I should go introduce myself. And then I never did, until I was freezing my ass off. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said anything. You don't mind? Stop. You wanted to come say hi too? Come on! You were hoping that I was the one knocking? Fuck. So... how you doing? Sorry, I usually don't think of what comes after I tell someone that they're cute. I don't usually get that far. I usually chicken out before saying anything, yeah. So one thing I'm never prepared for. So, were you so hell-bent on watching those reruns, or... oh? Other ideas? Like what? Fuck. Sit on your lap? Uh-huh. Yeah. I haven't stopped staring at your lips since we sat down. Yeah. Like that. I'm gonna trace my lips down your neck. Just like that. Yeah. I can feel all your body. Just hold on to me, please. I still haven't warmed up completely. You are a very good kisser. Has anyone ever told you that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. Oh, yeah. No, don't be embarrassed. I like feeling you get hard underneath me. Yeah, it's so fucking hot. Yeah. Grip my hips while I press into you. Fuck, this feels good. You like feeling me grind on you through your sweatpants? Holy shit. I didn't think this is what I'd be doing during a snowstorm. Maybe I'm glad I didn't have a generator. Yeah, I want your fingers. Feel how wet I am. Yeah? You feel how needy I am through my underwear? Just like that. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Please stick a finger. Fuck. Oh my god, yeah. Did your ideas include having your fingers in the cute girl next door? Oh. God damn, baby. Building bookshelves isn't the only thing you can do with your hands, huh? Fuck. What? Down on the couch. Oh, yes, fucking please. Yeah. You can get my pants off. I need to see what's under those sweats. Fuck. God damn. I need that inside me. Please. I need it. Yeah. Fuck. I'm so wet for you already. God. You feel me so well, baby. Yeah. It feels so good. I love your cock. Oh, stretching me out. Holy shit, yeah. Fucking take me. Oh. Fuck. Do you like how that feels? Thrusting in and out of my soft, wet pussy. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I needed this. Someone taking control. Using my body. God. Yeah. Make me your slut. Your slutty girl next door. Fuck yeah, I could take all of your... this feels so fucking good. Oh god. Oh god. I wanna come. Yeah? You want me to come all over your cock? To feel me shake? To feel me tighten up around you? Oh. Yeah. Keep fucking me like that. God, I'm so close. I'm so close. Holy shit. Yeah, grab my tits. Like that. Oh, you bound to me. But keep pounding into me. Just say that. Yeah. Use me like your little fuck toy. Yeah. Do it. Fucking take me. Fucking. Oh god, I'm gonna come again. In my mouth. Come to my slutty fucking girl. Grab my hair. Yeah, baby. You have no idea how much I needed that. Shit. Now, I definitely haven't gotten to this point after calling someone cute in, well, in quite a while. So, the power is still definitely out at my place. How about we finish this Coco and catch those reruns that you were going to watch? Yeah, and afterwards maybe I'll make us some grilled cheese, and if it's okay, pop in the shower. The hot water has been off at my house. And we could take one together to conserve the hot water, if you'd like. Okay, then it's a date.